This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I'm John North, here to help you start your day right as we go to the Bible, God's Word to us, and come with the faith that God wants to speak to us. We spend time with God so that we can meet with Him. Remember, the Christian life is not just a commitment to a way of living. It's not just participation in the activities of your church. It is a living, daily relationship with God Himself. And in that personal relationship, God wants to speak to you through the Bible. And He wants you to speak to Him through prayer. And as He leads you through the Bible and through your prayers, He wants you to follow Him, to grow in your relationship with Him, so that you're not just living life, but you're walking with God. Yes, that's possible for you today. So let's start our day right and listen to God. We're talking about intellect or reason and emotion and faith and how they fit together this week. And today we come to one of the very interesting passages in Mark where he's talking about Jesus in chapter 9, starting in verse 17. One of the crowd answered Jesus, "Teacher, I brought you my son, possessed with a spirit which makes him mute. And whenever that spirit seizes him, it dashes him to the ground, and he foams at the mouth and grinds his teeth and stiffens out." We don't see that very much in Australia, do we? But there are parts of the world where demon possession are very real. And even it does happen here among us as well. "And I told your disciples to cast out the demon, and they could not do it. And Jesus answered them and said, 'O unbelieving generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring him to me.' And they brought the boy to Jesus. And when he saw Jesus, immediately the spirit threw the boy into a convulsion, and falling to the ground, he began rolling about and foaming at the mouth. And Jesus asked his father, 'How long has this been happening to him?' And he said, 'From childhood, and it has often thrown him both into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us.' And Jesus said to him, 'If you can, all things are possible to him who believes.' And immediately the boy's father cried out and began saying, 'I do believe. Help my unbelief.' And when Jesus saw that a crowd was rapidly gathering, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, 'You deaf and dumb spirit, I command you come out of him and do not enter him again.' And after crying out and throwing him into terrible convulsions, it came out, and the boy became so much like a corpse that most of them said, 'He's dead.' But Jesus took him by the hand and raised him, and he got up." And it goes on from there. Lord, I do believe. Help my unbelief. Do you know that God's commands and God's laws are very logical? They fit with our reason and our intellect. But God's methods often are not. You think about those three young leaders in Daniel's time that were told they had to bow to that statue, and if they didn't, they would be thrown into that furnace of fire. And they lived through that experience, coming out without even the smell of smoke on them. It defies logic. What about the Israelites being chased by the Egyptians from behind and suddenly coming to that mass of water, and then Moses being told to just touch the huge mass of water with his rod? Illogical. Neither of them made any intellectual sense, but by faith, those actions, which were only based on faith, brought about great results. God wants you to learn, yes, to order your life with wisdom, but start your reasoning from faith in what God has said to you. As you build your life on God's word, you will find wholeness and meaning and a healthy relationship with God. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.